What is up, diehards? Wes Monell in the building for AWOL Sports with Dill Monell, Drew LaCuesta. We got the Fantasy Flash today. We're going to go through 10 topics to help you out. All right, let's close the show out. Talking tight ends, man. NFC East, Logan Thomas, Dallas Goedert. Blanking out on Dalton Schultz. My bad, man. I actually like Dalton Schultz a lot. My bad. You see the numbers here. These are their career highs, not necessarily last season, but their best numbers that they posted here. Wanted to kind of compare and contrast them because I didn't know. I wanted to look at them with y'all. That 14.8 yards per catch for Dallas Goedert just pops out at me. Like, what the hell, really? And then see, I had thought Logan Thomas had more yards in the season than 670, if I'm being honest with you. That's kind of a good tight end number right there, 670. But it looks like Goddard's taking that step to the next level, possibly. Getting over 800 mark is not easy for tight ends. And we have two of them, Schultz as well. You guys are on the clock, which, you know, you guys know their quarterbacks, you know their teams. And the division, we've talked about all three in this show and in recent shows. Drew, who are you picking, man, at tight end?
I'm going to lean just because of the target share that now Goddard has to share with the help of A.J. Brown coming over and Devonze having a great year. We know that in Dallas there was a departure of, we can call it, Dak's safety net. Mari Cooper is no longer there. There's another receiver. What was it? Cedric Wilson is no longer there, who actually played pretty sparingly, but also played pretty well in times of need for Dallas. Schultz, he performed, you know, and his numbers don't lie. There's only, as far as points went, the only three tight ends that scored more points than Schultz was Waller, Kelsey, and Andrews. That's a pretty good company to be in. We know Dallas is going to air it out. Zeke, we've seen situations where he's had spurts, but I think it's obvious that he's either hit his peak or is on a decline. So I think more and more that safety net is going to gear towards Schultz. If I were to choose one of them, it's going to be Dalton Schultz. And then second, just because I do like his talent, Goddard was actually the second rated tight end by PFF. Most of his points came after, you know, the second half of the season, after week seven. But let's just say if you were to factor in the points on average and kept that average from week seven on to the end of the season, he would have finished as tight end number eight. So he's looking for a good season. The target share does worry me with A.J. Brown on the field. And I think as far as second in target share would probably go to Devontae. I like his touchdown upside just because there is going to be a lot of tension on the outside and a lot of contain responsibilities for Jalen Hurts breaking the pocket. And then you have Logan third on my list.
Gotcha, man. I have the same order as you. From left to right, Logan's catch percentage is 72, Dallas 73, 75 for Schultz. I'm pretty high on Schultz. You know, the Amari vacancy, the Gallup injury, they bring on James Washington, not a proven threat. So, I mean, you're looking at CeeDee Lamb, who inherits a similar situation that Juju Smith-Schuster once inherited. Juju got to play with AB. AB leaves. Juju gets a chance to be the wide receiver one before he found his niche in the slot. We think CeeDee Lamb gets his chance to be a wide receiver one, and we'll see what he does with it. But with that said, we know he's the most talented. Schultz has a real opportunity, like real. You said he was ranked fourth behind the top three. And Mike McCarthy saying he's not worried about this contract dispute. I mean, Schultz thinks he's worth more than the franchise tag, wants a long-term deal. That's what's going on right now. But if Mike McCarthy's been around the league forever, says he's not worried about it, I'm going to believe him this time. I'm not going to go with coach speak. You know, they already moved on from Cooper. I don't think they want more change around Dak Prescott. So I'm going to stick with Schultz. I think his numbers, I think he finishes ahead of Goddard, not only in catches, as you see, as his career high, but also in yards this year. Goddard does have too many competitors there. That's a run first team in Philly. They're also going to throw to their running backs too. They like to do those dump offs. So, you know, they kind of spread the wealth there, whereas Dallas kind of likes to feature their guys. Logan Thomas, you know, I'm not going to say he's gonna leapfrog Dallas Goedert, but having Carson Wentz is very helpful to the tight end position. We've seen it over the course of his career. Logan Thomas, not a proven guy, but I think he's someone you can actually draft. You know, I think he's good, dude. Yeah, he's a former receiver. He made the switch, got banged up, playing a bigger role and all that. So I'm not saying, hey, let's just brush him to the side, let him get lost in the shuffle, just stream him. I think he's a legit every week starter this season, but I understand if you want to be cautious about it and not treat him that way, fine. But just remember these words, man. I'm just saying, like, it's tough to find tight ends. You're not always going to get the guys at the top. Maybe it's because where you're drafting in fantasy, or maybe who you believe versus who you don't. It's all subjective. But if there's a guy you kind of want to fall back on, or maybe draft a second one, this one might come through for you. Dill, all that said, man, which tight end would you prefer on your fantasy rosters?
It's going to be a clean sweep as far as Dalton Schultz, but I do want to touch on Logan Thomas because, again, it's interesting, right? Obviously, we're talking about value, you know, as far as draft capital goes, and I see he's like the 26th tight end taken. So that means you can almost basically get him on the waivers, right? Depending on what, how many teams are in your league, right? After the draft. So if you really want to go with that approach, and I understand, right? Because you know, obviously everyone wants to get Kels, Waller, or maybe even Mark Andrews after last season, right? So understandable. And Kittle, sorry not to leave him out as well. But at the end of the day, if you're not getting those guys at a, you know, decent value, it's kind of hard to justify getting a tight end over a running back or a receiver when you're actually on the clock, right? So I've been in that position, and 9 times out of 10, I'm going to pick probably the receiver or running back and live with my decision from there and try to live with, you know, a streaming tight end throughout the rest of the season there. But I think he can be a plug-and-play starter for most rosters, especially if you are going to wait later in the process. If you're not in love with the guy, and I'd see, hey, there's no reason to, you know, overdraft a tight end. You should be able to find guys who can be consistently give you, you know, at least in a half PPR setting, 6 to maybe 10 points, but realistically about 6 to 8 points in a normal kind of half PPR league there. And kind of like you guys are talking about, I think Dallas Goedert on paper is just the best tight end out of everyone in the group here. But yeah, AJ Brown coming to town, yeah, that's going to limit some targets. But I really think Devontae Smith is going to be the most the beneficiary in the passing game in Philadelphia. So I think he's going to have a monster season. And I still struggle to see it. Like, I know he's a big red zone target. I still think AJ Brown could be just as big of a target, and Jalen Hurst just finishing it himself. So again, I'm just concerned on that level of Dallas Goedert. So I don't know if I would draft him at his position. I'd rather go with a safer route. I think, in my opinion, and kind of what you guys were talking about, Dalton Schultz and kind of his guaranteed work, and Dallas is looking to kind of, you know, go in and feature some guys, especially losing some of those pass catchers you guys mentioned.
Yeah, man. I'm looking on Fantasy Pros. They got Logan as tight end 16, which, you know, let me throw out the guys in front of him. We'll just go outside of the top 8 because Goddard's at 6, Schultz is 7, Hockenson's 8. But between them, you got Dawson Knox, Zach Ertz, Hunter Henry, Pat Freiermuth, Mike Gesicki, Cole Kmet, and Robert Tonyan. I don't know, man. I'm not saying I'm going to draft all those guys ahead of Logan Thomas, when we've seen Zach Ertz break a record, and Dallas Goedert was a tandem with Ertz when Wentz was the quarterback. And you got some tight end friendly weeks here and there. Not that the Colts have the talent, but you saw sometimes Mo Alie-Cox got in there because of the red zone threat, him being a big dude to target. Logan Thomas got, Doyle. Yeah, Doyle. Yeah, a little bit. Logan Thomas is—he's an athlete. Like, he's not just a tight end or a stiff. That dude can actually move and juke, and that's part of the why. Part of the why that he's been banged up is making moves and stuff. So yeah, I think he can sneak into the top 10. I'm not gonna write Dawson Knox's name in pen there or Zach Ertz. And you know, there's a lot of inconsistency from Hunter Henry, Pat Freiermuth. He lost Big Ben, so I don't know what to expect with Trubisky, and he's not a top 2 target on that team right now. Gesicki, I would have thought more of him pre Tyreek Hill, but that kind of throws a wrench in things. And so, yeah, I see a real path to finding that success at tight end with a guy like Logan Thomas, Drew. What do you think, Ben?
I think the same. Logan Thomas, he moves very well. Like you said, he was a previous receiver. The only thing is, I think why we are, and maybe he's ranked that low, is because, that season was 2020. The most recent season, he only played, 4 or 5 games. He's 30 years old, I think, coming off an ACL, if I'm not mistaken. So it's going to be tough. We still have Scary Terry. You know, a lot of the situations you see tight ends flourish when they have that field stretcher, right? You got Mark Andrews most recently with Hollywood Brown. You have Kelce flourishing with Tyreek Hill. And then Logan Thomas has Scary Terry. So it's a good fit. Dallas Goedert obviously has 2 potential deep threats, but in that situation, I would still struggle to put him over the other two just because of the opportunity that I would get. Same thing with Carson Wentz. We've known him to favor a lot of the middle of the field tight ends, 1 or 2 tight ends, but we still have to see that happen. We don't know what kind of schemes they're going to run. We don't know what situation that's going to be, how he's going to recover off of that injury also as far as Logan is. If it was any other situation, I would definitely favor him. He's shown that when he is on the field, he is one of the most athletic tight ends that's out there, with his big frame too. That guy's 6'6". We've seen him catch balls in the end zone. He's had some spectacular highlight catches alone in the end zone, but you're also looking at this as a fantasy perspective for the length of the season. So
you had Dawson Knox last year, right?
Yeah.
Knox or Thomas?
Knox. Just so touchdown dependent, man. He's always in the end zone. I think he's the first look in the end zone because a lot of those other receivers are not taller than 6 feet. Dawson Knox is 6'4", I believe. At least 6'4".
Okay. And Dill, Gesicki or Thomas?
I was going to say, man, that's very tough because I actually kind of disagree. I think the addition of Tyreek Hill actually helps him out. I just err on the side. We're talking about another guy, right, in Dalton Schultz earlier, especially a guy looking for a contract, right? Mike Gesicki's in the same situation. He's just lesser known, probably not talked about, right, because, you know, Miami, you know, hasn't been in the headlines as far as, you know, winning games, and maybe they weren't talking about this guy on a grand scale, right? But, you know, back-to-back 700-yard seasons, you were just talking about it's hard to put up 800 yards in a season, right? So he's coming close to that back-to-back seasons. And most people are not going to say Tua is an elite quarterback, right? And he's been doing that with, you know, a couple rotation of quarterbacks being there. Now you have a deep threat in Tyreek Hill, and you got to keep your eyes on Jalen Waddle, he can get the ball at the line of scrimmage and just take off, or he can beat you down the field as well. Guess what? You have 4 sets of eyes looking at both of those guys. Who's going to be open and be Mr. Reliable for Tua down the middle? That's going to be Mike Gesicki. And this guy can tear up the seams just like any other, you know, tight end in the league right now. And at the same time, I think Logan, as far as the catches, I think he's going to have less catches, but higher volume of maybe touchdowns, because I like the addition of Jahan Dotson to that offense as well. So I think that's going to be able to open them up. They have 2 receivers between him and Terry McLaurin. But I would still say Gesicki over Logan Thomas.
I like it. And I tried to pick guys that are good and in good situations. I think Gesicki's in a similar position to Goddard. He's got 2 receivers to compete with. It might help, though, like you said. But man, he plays a lot of slot. And I think that's an advantage Gesicki does. He plays a lot of slot. So did Logan Thomas. I don't know if they'll continue to do that or not. Goddard doesn't really. Dalton doesn't really. Just to compare and contrast tight ends. But yeah, man. So yeah, it looks like we got that clean sweep of Dalton Schultz at tight end.